I'm meteorologist Peter Chan at the National Weather Service for Alaska statewide weather on this Wednesday, May 15th. A frontal system accompanied by some strong gusty winds, snow and blowing snow has pushed its way in along the west coast in Bering Strait. It's associated with an area of low pressure over eastern Russia, and the system will continue to press eastward overnight into the western interior, and eventually the system will start to weaken as we get into Thursday. But in the meantime, we have blizzard warnings in effect for the Bering Strait, including Shishmaref, Teller, Wales, and Port Clarence through early this Wednesday evening. There is a blizzard warning in effect until early Thursday morning for Point Hope up through Point Lay along the Chukchi Sea coastline. A high wind warning in effect until mid-evening for areas around Kotzebue and Kivalina. And then winter weather advisory in effect until early this evening for the interior of the Seward Peninsula for some snow and blowing snow. And a winter weather advisory for the Noatak Valley, including Noatak and Red Dog Mine, through early Thursday morning for some snow and blowing snow as well. But as I mentioned, as this front presses inland overnight and on Thursday, it will gradually weaken and winds will at least start to come down and not be quite as strong as what they have been on this Wednesday. Another area we've been watching with this front as it's pushed inland produce some minor coastal flooding combined with some snow melt inside of Tuksuk Bay around the small community of Nightmute. And as a result, higher water levels there have caused some minor flooding, but conditions should be improving with the fact that winds will be coming down. And then as we continue to monitor the river breakup situation, one of the areas that remains in question is what will happen on the lower Yukon. There's still a lot of ice on the river that has yet to break up that could result in some ice jam flooding. It's been difficult to monitor given this strong front come through that we have not been able to run any reconnaissance flights through that area, but hopefully we'll be able to sneak one in before the end of this week or by the early weekend. Otherwise, the other area of concern is the upper Yukon River and the Porcupine River. There's plenty of snowpack up there in Canada around Old Crow, and that is expected to melt off and come down the Porcupine, possibly impacting communities around Fort Yukon in another week. For Alaska statewide weather, I'm Peter Chan.